Hey guys, what's going on? Welcome to episode 2, and I'm so excited to tune in with you again. On this episode, honestly, I just want to be transparent with you. I want you to get to know who I am, and I want you to understand why now. Why are we doing this thing now? Everybody has a podcast or something like this going on. What's going to make your podcast different? And why are we doing it in this season at this time? In the first episode, I explained to you what the podcast means. When you think of Church Connect, I want you to think of Koinonia, which is in reference to just us fellowshipping together. It's not so much a category of people, but just the importance of being able to come together as a unit, right? And then when we think about scripturally, when I mentioned Psalms 133:1, the purpose and the meaning behind that scripture, it's being used for this podcast because I want us all to be able to connect and build one another, right? It's not so much tearing down, but building, and building in the way of information, building in the way of encouraging one another, building in the way of connecting you with different people that are going to be on this platform. So I've always been somebody that loves to encourage, you know, with whatever I can and whatever capacity I can. I love to encourage. And often, let's be honest, when times are tough, you want someone encouraging you too. And I'm someone that I could say God really had his hand on me. If you know me, you know me for real. You know, pretty much everything in my life, I tailor it back to God because I truly believe he is the reason why I am here today. And there may be some of you that are watching that don't know who he is, that question who he is, that question how could he still be who he is, because you've seen what took place in COVID, or maybe there are certain things that happened in your life and it kind of throws you off a little bit. Sometimes we go through those moments in life, right? And they help build you, they help test you, they help strengthen you so that you can endure in your walk. And some people kind of wash away, right? But a lot of time that washing away is just lack of accountability, lack of proper resources, lack of conversation with different people that are going to hold you accountable to your walk and just to your path in your journey in life. So I'm hoping that essentially this platform will be used as a catalyst, right? Something to kind of help stimulate you in your journey, wherever you are in your journey, not only with Christ, but in your journey, in your ministry, in your journey, in your workspace, in your journey with friendships, in your journey, in your relationships. I'm hoping that this podcast will be a measure to encourage you and to lift you up. Now, why are we doing this podcast now? Well, we're doing this podcast now because I honestly, and you see, I took a breath with that. Disobedience is truly something that I feel has just been happening for way too long with this podcast. And I can't so much say just disobedience, but the reason why I put disobedience first is because sometimes we let the ways of life come in and kind of delay what God wants to take place. You know what he's saying, but you're delaying it because you're setting up a whole big extravagant thing that he didn't ask of you. He just asks you for a little something, like go out there. And ever since 2020, okay, 2020, even I think slightly before that, actually, I just remember receiving starting a podcast. And I remember, typically it's not like me, this isn't something I would just go ahead and do, right? But I was like, okay, in what measure? How am I going to do this? And then I quickly just started looking up resources and things and what to get. And I purchased a whole bunch of stuff, to be honest with you, since 2020. And I remember conversing with my husband about it, my mother about it. And then I started doubting along the lines. I actually recorded a video and I might link that. And I only shared it with maybe like one or two people, really, only recently. Because I was considering just putting that video out. Because all I knew is that God was giving me so much word. And I just needed to just put it out in that moment. But that video at the time wasn't properly formatted, right? It wasn't properly formatted in a way where it could be received, even if the information was good, right? So I didn't put that out, and I was advised, you know, after conversing with my husband and conversing with my mother, like, this isn't really something you should put out. Though the what you were saying was good, it isn't something you should put out. And so from that point, I pretty much got a little discouraged. I'm not gonna lie. You know, I got a little discouraged, and I said, you know what? I'm just gonna try again in a different way. And so I did try again in many different ways, but then here you go with the pandemic, here you go with life just doing what it's doing. And just tailoring back to that moment, what I do so that you know who I am a little bit more, I work in the healthcare field. I am a nurse practitioner with a doctorate in nursing practice. Okay, I am dual certified as a family nurse practitioner as well as a psychiatric nurse practitioner. Okay, so right now, basically a lot of my life is surrounded in healthcare and seeing patients and navigating that. So think back to 2020 when we had COVID, and at that time I was working 3 jobs. Plus I was a youth president at the time, and I was navigating youth, right? Retreat being shut down, ministries being shut down, connecting with them while also navigating patients, right? Ordering medications. Patients, I mean, were calling my house. I don't know how they found me, but calling my house phone. So many different things that were just going on during that time. Plus getting hit with COVID myself, not one time, but 2 times, and navigating the emergency room at the same time. So much was going on in that time. And then when I had to also consider starting this podcast, I had to consider time, you know, time management, finding ways to navigate all of that, plus what God is saying to do, plus trying to finish school, and plus trying to navigate new adventures. And those new adventures were more so with my significant other, who is now my husband. But at the time, we were just navigating through our relationship, really. We were together a year, really, before we even got married. So we got married that October of 2020. So in the heat of that, you know, very, very small, intimate wedding, really. No one was really much there, just our close, close family. We got married, and then we had to navigate, what are we gonna do with everything else? And prior to that, I was in the middle of planning a party. It was gonna be my 30th birthday party as well as his, and we were gonna do a joint 30-30 party that eventually we had to cancel. And then even with plans for wedding shower, so many things, so many stressors, I will say, kind of played a big role in that year of 2020. But I would say God has a funny way of reminding you of your assignment. To sum all that up, God has a funny way of reminding you of your assignment. I got a strange phone call. Well, not me personally, my mother. She got a phone call from someone that's in the church who called her and said to her that Shabby has a mission, and I see her bringing people together. And I can't get into the details of the dream because my mom got the dream and she tried to explain it to me. But when she shared what he received from the dream, immediately I was like, this is the podcast, because there's nothing else that God has been putting in my heart. To be honest with you, the podcast's original name was CC. I had a whole logo. That's another part of the story. As we journeyed on, it sometime in 2022, I said, enough is enough. I'm getting, not only did I get personal confirmation, now I got someone calling in on a revelation that connected itself for me, like God knew I would know what that meant in that season. And then I was personally getting revelation in my dreams. And then when my husband and I got married, you know, through his gifting, he was getting revelation about this over and over and over again. And then I would say, no, 2023, actually, when we went to Texas, we attended an event, the Millions Conference, We attended the Millions Conference, actually. We attended the Millions Conference, and I met this beautiful woman, actually, who just shared and poured her heart out and prophetically started speaking to me about the podcast. And she was informing me how important it was not to delay. Again, God has a funny way of reminding you of your assignment. And when it comes to me, God knows I always try my best to make sure I'm keen to Him, like I'm hearing what He's asking of me, because I've never not did anything He didn't say for me to do. But in this area, there's just always been something coming up. But I don't know. That's why I say you're journeying with me, because I don't know all of what's gonna happen on here. But all I can tell you is that through this journey of obedience, you're gonna be blessed. The blessing is not for me. I'm not doing this for me. I mean it. I'm not doing it for me. I'm doing it because He said so. And if He said so, and the nature of who I am, then it must be because there's something that He wants to do through it. And so out of obedience, this is where we are right now. So God has a funny way of doing things in our life, and we just have to kind of surrender to that, whatever that looks like. So back to the name. So in 2022, the name was Church Connect, not with a K, with a C. So Church Connect. And I got logos made, everything made, put it up. You know, some of you were following my original Instagram where it had the name Church Connect. And I did put a video up there and I talked about it during the pandemic, what this was going to be about, originally equating it to kind of connecting to the Haitian community and bringing the Haitian community together, because I am of Haitian American descent. However, it's expanded beyond that. So it's not just a group of people or a sector of people, but it's this platform is truly just for all. Okay, and we'll see how that unfolds, really. But from that point, when I went in, I said, you know what, you really need to register this thing, right? Make sure you have everything laid out, right? So whenever God gives you a vision, you want to make sure not only He gives you the vision, but you need to understand how to protect that vision that He's given you, right? So make sure your things are in order. You got your LLC, you got your trademark, everything that you need to do that you think is important to protect what God has given you, to protect what you have, make sure you're doing it. So I went back to the drawing board and made sure that all those things were done. This LLC has been active for quite some time, honestly. Quite some time. And then I said, you know what, I don't want to just stop there. I want to make sure everything is trademarked, everything is set. And so we made sure we did that as well. My husband actually customized the logo because he has a illustrative gift. So he was able to draw out the logo. Whatever we do, my husband pretty much creates everything from scratch. Even what I have on right now, that's, you know, there's a whole other meaning and story behind just Kingdom Legacy that you see me wearing right now. It's just a whole nother story to that. And one day he'll share his vision behind that as well. But everything that you see us doing is everything that is just godly inspired. You know, whatever he puts in our heart to do and share, that's exactly what we're doing. And that's exactly who we are. Actually, we share that a lot in common, a lot of ideas, a lot of things in common. So that's a little bit about who I am in a nutshell and what took place then to where we are now and the reason why we're starting this podcast now. The point is, why not now? Why not now? How many other delays are going to come and stop this process from happening? I mean, there's been death, right? There's been work, right? There's been areas in our life that has been challenging, right? And we'll be transparent along the journey of this podcast, but it truly has been, I would say, the last 3 years have truly just been, honestly, a journey. It's been a journey. And I'm so excited to kind of get through and just move forward in what God has asked of me. And I'm so excited for the people that are going to be on here as well. Have a lineup already for you, and I'm so excited. Just stay tuned for that. But how is this podcast going to function? Every 2 weeks, you will receive an episode. mostly every Monday, but it could be any other day during the week, and those announcements will go out. But either way, every 2 weeks, there'll be an episode dropping. And what you will see is it'll go by season. So in the first season, you'll see myself, you may see my husband, or honestly, it may be a balance of just me. And then the next season, you'll see my husband. Then from there, we'll go on and you'll be able to see different people coming in. The seasons will vary, right? There's no particular length in how many episodes are going to be in one season versus the next, how long are the episodes going to be. We're flowing with what God has given. Not everything is scripted, right? We want to make sure that what you're receiving is just Holy Spirit led. And I just know that I had to come on here and be transparent to let you know a little bit of backstory, right, to where we were in 2020, especially those of you who were following me on Instagram under Church Connect. Move on over to Church Connect, right? And to where we are now and why the reason is we're starting this podcast now. So again, I am Evangelist Dr. Shabby Doo Sam Payne Situd, and I'm so excited to have you journey along with me. Definitely, 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 definitely stay tuned for episode 3. Bye.